I also declared to the world at large that I would ride it out and I would not allow cancer to ride me. But to go from where I was to where I wanted to be, I needed something. I needed an anchor, an image, a peg to peg this process on so that I could go from there. And I found that in my dance. My dance, my strength, my energy, my passion, my very life breath. But it wasn't easy. Believe me, it definitely wasn't easy. How do you keep cheer when you go from beautiful to bald in 3 days? How do you not despair when, with a body ravaged by chemotherapy, climbing a mere flight of stairs was sheer torture? That too to someone like me who could dance for 3 hours. How do you not get overwhelmed by the despair and the misery of it all? All I wanted to do was curl up and weep. But I kept telling myself, fear and tears are options I did not have. So I would drag myself into my dance studio, body, mind, and spirit, every day into my dance studio, and learn everything I learned when I was 4, all over again, reworked, relearned, regrouped. It was excruciatingly painful, but I did it. Difficult. I focused on my mudras, on the imagery of my dance, on the poetry and the metaphor and the philosophy of the dance itself. And slowly I moved out of that miserable state of mind.